Picture this. Your smartphone, tucked away in your pocket, somehow knows you're about to take a sip of coffee. And not because it saw you or felt your movement, but simply because it heard the cues. Sounds far-fetched. Well, that's precisely what we're diving into today. We're going to be looking at a research paper presented at a wearables conference, which means it's all about taking cutting-edge tech and seeing how it works in the real world. By the end of this deep dive, you'll understand how sound recognition is making its way into wearable tech, and why that matters, even if you're not the one building the gadgets.
It's fascinating, isn't it? The way sound recognition is becoming a key player in activity recognition. We're used to wearables using GPS to track location or accelerometers to see how we're moving, but sound adds a whole other layer, allowing devices to react to their surroundings instantly, potentially even providing assistance or feedback based on what the user is doing, or even creating personalized sound experiences tailored to our actions.
It's giving our devices another sense, in a way. But what's great about this paper is that it doesn't just talk about the possibilities, gets its hands dirty. They wanted to figure out, how do we make sound recognition work reliably, even when your phone is in your pocket? I mean, that's where most of us keep our phones, right? So they got creative. Stuffed iPhones into various garments. We're talking jeans, golfing trousers, leather jackets, you name it.
And the sounds they chose weren't random either. They picked sounds you'd typically encounter in daily life. The whirring of a coffee grinder, the click-clack of a keyboard, even the telltale sound of a phone rubbing against fabric.
Which, let's be honest, we've all experienced at some point.
Oh, most definitely.
So they weren't trying to prove that sound recognition works. They knew that already. This was about understanding the nuances. Because in the real world, our phones aren't held perfectly still. We move around, we put them in our pockets, and they wanted to see how different fabrics in those pocket positions affect how accurately the system can recognize sounds.
And that's where the technical wizardry comes in. They use techniques like FFT, LDA, and KNN.
Those sound a bit intimidating.
They might sound complicated, but they're really just clever ways of converting sound into something a computer can understand. Think of FFT, Fast Fourier Transform, as breaking down a sound wave into its individual frequencies so the computer can analyze each part separately.
Giving the computer an ear for detail, so to speak. But the researchers weren't just content with knowing whether a phone in your pocket could pick up sounds. The real question was, how do we make it reliable? How do we ensure it works no matter where you stashed your phone? And that's where things get really interesting. It's almost like we're training these systems in a pristine lab setting. But our lives, they're anything but pristine.
Right. Exactly. We're constantly on the move, shoving our phones in our pockets, going from quiet rooms to noisy streets. And this research really highlights how much of an impact those everyday actions can have.
So let's get to the heart of it. Does keeping your phone in your pocket completely muffle the data symphony?
Well, it's not quite as simple as a yes or no. If you look at figures 2 and 3 in the paper, you'll see that the accuracy of sound recognition varied quite a bit, depending on the fabric and which pocket the phone was in. In some cases, the recognition rates dropped significantly when the phone was concealed compared to when it was held freely.
So much for seamless latte recognition, then.
Not so fast. This is where the study takes a really interesting turn. They found that training the system with clean data, meaning the phone was held in a perfect position, actually led to poor performance in real-life scenarios. But when they trained the system on a variety of locations, including those where the phone was tucked away, it became much more robust.
So the key is to embrace the chaos. Expose the system to a messier, more realistic data set.
Precisely. By training on data that reflects the complexities of how we actually use our phones, we can make the system more accurate and reliable, even when those phones are subject to the whims of our pockets.
Which is a win for accuracy and a win for anyone who's ever been irritated by their phone rubbing against their leg. And speaking of real-world quirks, the researchers also tackled another annoyance of pocket-carrying phones. Being able to tell the difference between the sound of the phone itself moving around in your pocket and actual meaningful sounds from the environment.
And again, this is where the research shines. The system was able to successfully differentiate between those two. Remember those fancy algorithms we talked about earlier? They're remarkably good at filtering out that extraneous noise and focusing on the sounds that matter.
So it's not just about recognizing sounds, but understanding the context of those sounds, knowing when to pay attention and when to tune things out. Which brings us to a crucial question. What's the bigger picture here? We've gone deep into the science, but what about the implications?
I think this research gives us a glimpse into a future where our devices go beyond simply being tools. where they become extensions of our senses, seamlessly integrated into how we experience the world.
Almost like having a personal assistant who can anticipate your needs, not just by you telling them what you want, but by listening to your surroundings and picking up on cues. Imagine your phone hearing you open the fridge and automatically adding milk to your shopping list because it knows you're running low.
And it goes beyond simple convenience. Think about the potential for accessibility. Devices that can provide real-time transcription for people with hearing impairments, or smart homes that can respond intelligently to voice commands, even in challenging acoustic environments.
Of course, with any conversation about the future of technology, we have to address the potential downsides. Privacy concerns, data security, the possibility of misuse. These are all important discussions to have as this technology gets more sophisticated and more intertwined with our lives.
It's not just about building smarter devices. It's about building a smarter future. And that requires careful consideration of not just the what, but the how and the why.
So we're moving from devices that react to our commands to devices that understand our context, maybe even anticipate our needs.
Which begs the question. As our devices become capable of learning so much about us, just by listening passively, what ethical considerations come into play? How do we ensure that this technology is used responsibly without infringing on our privacy or autonomy?
It's a question that goes beyond just the technical, isn't it? It delves into the philosophical. What does it mean to live in a world where our devices are always listening, even if we haven't explicitly asked them to?
It's a question we need to grapple with, both individually and as a society. Because one thing's for sure, technology isn't going to get any less powerful or any less prevalent.
So as we navigate this increasingly interconnected world, we're left with a final thought to ponder. If we can use sound to passively understand human actions, what ethical responsibilities come with that knowledge? It's a question without easy answers, but one that's definitely worth exploring. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.